Hello.
Hi, is this Lilith?
This is she.
Hi, Lilith. It's Samantha. He's from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Samantha?
I'm doing great, Lilith. I got to know that you were facing some issues with the project. I thought I'd call and resolve that for you. So what's going on?
I think it's almost completed, and I think there's just one more review from the editor's side, and you know we're ready to publish. And then I got this email from Brian. He said somebody's gonna call me because I need ISBN or something like that, which not part of the contract or never been even told to me. And I'm like, okay. And there's this girl who called me. She's like, oh, you have to pay $1,500. Otherwise, we're not going to do anything for you. We're not going to publish. It was kind of like, this is not, you know, like, and this is a requirement. You cannot do that. And I went to a website, and Amazon actually does not, electronic ebooks do not require the ISBN, like, whatsoever. And then actually, you can go and buy these ISBN, like, for $100, $120 if you want to. Like, there's so many different sites. So I told him, like, what is happening, and he's like, you know, I'll talk to my team and keep you posted, so.
Okay, all right. Well, this wasn't delivered to you properly. I think there's a miscommunication, and it wasn't supposed to be like this. So let me just go back and explain everything, and then we'll decide the possible resolution for this. First of all, yes, you're right. Ebook does not require any kind of ISBN. Now, let's talk about Amazon as well. Amazon uses ASIN number. That's a local barcode generated number that is only restricted to Amazon. See, if you're publishing your book on Amazon, yeah, that we can definitely go ahead and use that. However, if later down the line you want to unpublish the book or make any changes, it's not going to work. Furthermore, that number is only restricted to Amazon only. So, for example, if you're publishing your book on Barnes & Noble,
but no, I understand. I'm not. But that's the problem. I'm not. You guys, because you made me to sign a contract and I paid for it. And there's a list of things that, you know, my contract reads black and white, that as soon as the editing is done, we are going to publish you.
Yes.
And there is no additional cost associated with it. There is no additional requirements associated with it. So that's why I'm confused. Because now when, like, okay, everything is done, now you have to pay. Otherwise, we're not able to publish this.
It's nothing like that. Let me just give you the basic knowledge about what exactly happened. And you're right that somebody should have at least informed you or asked you about this when you were, you know, buying this package. They should have included that or whatever the situation was. See, what happens is that, Lilith, we are a ghostwriting company and, of course, a publisher, but 80% of the times what we get is that new authors, when they're coming to us, they have already done their registration. By registration, what I mean is that if the copyright...
Okay, then no worries. I will just go and register because, you know, on other sites, I can just buy for $100, $120, and I'll send that ISBN number. No worries.
Let me clarify, and then we'll figure this out together, okay? And don't worry about it. You don't have to pay for it, okay? So, again, as I was saying, that 80% of the times we get customers that come to us with a registered ISBN barcode and imprint. Along with that, they have already filed for the copyright. So a lot of times what happens is that when you're talking to someone, a representative initially, they do not really cover this service because it's a third-party service, of course. We are not providing you the ISBN. It's actually registered with the government along with the copyrights, and that's what we are doing for you, if we are helping you out.
I completely understand that, but, you know, that was one of the questions. Have you ever done this? Do you know what it's about? And my all answers were no. And so it wasn't that I didn't disclose that, you know, I have no idea or no clue about how it's done. So
I understand. I understand completely, Lilith. And you don't need to pay anything additional. If it's something that you can take care of, you can go ahead and do that. The thing is that the amount that was quoted to you, $1,500, it includes five things in that copyright bundle, along
with
the copyright.
My book is not like I'm not a Nobel Prize winner. I'm not like super writer. This is just for fun.
I remember you and I discussed the reason why you're writing this book, so I completely understand where you're coming from. So let's make do with what we have, and you can check on your end if there's anything that you can do to possibly provide us an ISBN barcode and imprint. You can go ahead and do that. Meanwhile, I'm going to talk to my team and see if we can do anything else for you, you know, in terms of providing you a complimentary ISBN or something like that.
Yeah, okay. So do you want me to wait and don't buy? Because there's a website called Buy ISBNs, and I'm looking at it, and it's like $120.
That is it, and they're providing you a worldwide recognized ISBN along with the barcode and imprint.
Yes.
These are the three things that you
need. Yeah, it says identify one book in a format, get into books in print, register yourself as a publisher, appear in a relevant database.
Okay, just be very careful, Lilith. Just be very careful, Lilith, because these kind of services usually there are a lot of sites online that are scamming people for these services in particular.
No, I'm doing the research.
So,
I'm doing like a review, but it's just $120.
Okay. All right, then. Perfect. Lilith, if it's just $120, I would suggest you to go ahead and proceed with it because it's a long route on my end, okay? So proceed with that and provide the ISBN imprint and the barcode to Brian, and we'll move forward from there. So there's no issue in terms of the project.
Okay.
Right?
That is good. Yeah, sounds good.
Perfect. See, because $120, I don't think it's a huge amount. You can afford that. And if we don't proceed with the ISBN, the problem is that there are almost 2 to 3 platforms in your package, and we don't want to just waste them, okay? So if you have an ISBN, we'll be able to
publish the book. I'll just apply for it today, and I'll get it done. Not a problem.
Perfect. So while the team finalizes the book, you can just arrange for the ISBN so that there are no delays in the project, and we're good to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Thank
perfect.
You.
Thank you so much for your time, Lilith, and I'm so sorry for this miscommunication. I wish if I knew this in the first place, we would have discussed it and resolved it long time ago, okay? So I'm sorry once again.
Yeah. No worries. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. You have yourself a nice weekend ahead. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.